Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't know when we're going to see this guy in person again because we're all quarantined and he won't be visiting his son Nick anytime soon, I'm sure, right?
No.
Yeah, the quarantine's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. It's that.
Well, we expected to see Mark this summer a little bit.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey.
Okay, so I just heard that music and in the beginning, I immediately got homesick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Nick's right there. Okay.
No.
For us?
Yeah, so I'm just going to cry the whole time, if that's okay.
We expected that, actually.
Are you by yourself, Mark?
They expect nothing less.
He lives with two dudes. You live with the guys that are a couple, right? You live with two dudes that are a couple, right?
Yes.
And you guys are they abiding by the same rules you are? Are they social distancing?
I thought you were just going to ask. Now, are you guys all a threepool now, or what are you
no.
going on?
Hey, more power to you if you are, man. Why not?
Yeah, well, are you?
No.
Did you say threepool?
Yeah. Whatever. I just made it up. Okay.
I like it. Threepool.
I don't know. Yeah, we are. One of the guys is out working, you know, still. But, yeah, we're here. You know, it's weird. I went to my dad's. I was telling Nick yesterday. I went to my dad's on Easter.
Yeah.
You know, and he lives like 30 minutes away now. And thank God I'm not still there. I mean, this is the beauty of the whole thing. I'd be going crazy.
Okay.
You know, living with Archie Bunker right now. I caught the living room of a trailer. Yeah.
What is his take on all of this?
Yeah, what does he say about
this?
Well,
okay, so... First, I don't think they really get it.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's 83, mm-hmm. Fifi, you know, the woman he's shacking up with is 80, and I don't think they really get it because, you know, I was reluctant to go over there, and one weekend before they had asked me, and I said, no, I can't, and I was reluctant, but I had to pick up something anyway that came in the mail, so I'm like, okay, fine. So I went. And then she's like, oh, yeah, my brother's coming over. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I said, well, I wish I would have known that. And she's like, no, it's just him. It's fine. I'm like, yeah, okay.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
Yeah. No, they don't get it. And then they're talking, and it's interesting. You know, they said, oh, yeah, the woman down the street, you know, in their trailer court, the woman that's on the corner, she was coming back from Louisiana to Texas, and they stopped her at the border, and they told her she had to be quarantined. And I'm like, oh, she goes... I go, oh, yeah. They're like, yeah, we found out the other day when her husband came up on the golf cart, was, like, talking to us. I'm like, did you have your masks on? No, we were just standing right there by the golf cart talking to him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I go, this is how it happens, you guys. I go, this is how it happened. She comes back. Her husband comes over to you. You invite me here. I go back to the house where I live. Like, this is how it happened.
Right, yeah. I still think that people can't get the fact that this is invisible. I don't think that they can't comprehend it being invisible, you know, and I don't understand that because all germs are invisible. They've always have been. So I never understood people not taking this. Whatever.
People don't know how to sacrifice.
Yeah, they don't know how to sacrifice.
Even like an 80-year-old during World War II was pretty young.
Right.
So probably doesn't remember making a sacrifice. That's the last time I can think of in this country that people actually went and made a sacrifice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for damn right.
Yeah,
right. I'm sure.
Now it's just inconvenient. They're sick of it all.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah. Well, of course, they had Fox News playing, you know.
Oh,
they had that going on. And then, and I thought, and then, and, you know, the story about, you know, writing tickets for people, their you know, liberties are at stake, when they're in the church parking lot. And I wanted to say, next thing you know, they'll be trying to tell people who to marry and what a woman can do with her body.
Oh, good line. Good line. Did you drop that hand grenade and run out?
Happy Easter. See ya.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, we talked about this. We talked about people that are recovering, and obviously you're a recovering alcoholic. And how are you handling this and not falling off the wagon?
Oh, thanks. Well, I like the fact that you assume that that is the case, so thank you.
Because we've talked about this. People are stuck places. There's a lot of stress, and people are falling off the wagon. I want to make sure you're okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Well, there's online meetings, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with two guys who, don't drink unless they have, people over, which isn't –
That helps. That helps. All right.
Makes it easy. So, I mean, with studying and everything, I could really use the Adderall more than anything.
So you're not just standing by the trailer holding a sign out the window that says "Need Adderall."
Well, at least I'm not in a trailer now, too. Let's just get that.
Okay, straight.
That's right.
First of all,
visited a trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Don't think I haven't considered it.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, you know, that's a hard one. But but the online meetings are good. But I mean, it's not the same. You know, it's not the same. And that's interesting that I'm going to look that up about more of that because what happened, here's what I think happens is, you know, we like being around, if you like being around people to a degree, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Get your energy from people, right? Once in a while, you know, you get your energy from people and that, but you also get out of your head. You know, like when I'm standing up in front of a classroom, I'm not thinking, like, how did my life get to this point? You know,
right.
Like, why did I, you know, you're not, you're on it because you have to be, you know, you're in it, you're on. Now, you know, when you're just stuck in a room, it's like,
It's a great analogy. Hmm. We've talked about that before on the show. That's perfect because you're right. We're all in our own head all the time. I mean, especially people I can't leave at all. We got 4 hours of respite a day to do this. Doesn't help sometimes, but you're in your head the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And if you're an adult, you got stuff going on. And now, once again, and even teenagers, they're doing a story right now behind us in the TV news. I mean, and I got two teenagers. I worry about teenagers because I can process this. I'm afraid for teenagers who can't process it. I really am, you know.
And what do you tell them?
Yeah,
I don't. You know what? My daughter's smart enough to realize my son is playing video games and is working out. But he asked me one day, he goes, "Dad, when's this virus thing going to be over?" And he's not a dumb kid. He's 15, but I don't know how to answer that. There's not an answer. There's not an answer.
Nobody has an answer.
And so I try to keep our conversations to the fun stuff.
Shut up and go grow your beard.
Right. Exactly.
How do you even give them coping skills? Because you know none of us have really gone through this before.
No.
So we don't know what the answer is either.
No, exactly. And we've lived a long time, and a lot of us have lived a long time. And so 3 or 4 months, 5 months out of our lives, we could probably get through. This is a big chunk of a kid's life. I mean, that's a big chunk of a kid's life. And I worry about them. I worry about gay alcoholics that can't get their booze. You know, I worry about you.
Brother Adderall.
Yeah.
Even though you got a three-pole society there, you can take care of.
Well, it's like I told Nick, too. I go, you know, the worst part is, like, I go, suffering from anxiety, you know, and having, you know, being prone to anxiety attacks. Like, if I get this thing, I'll never know. Because I'll just think, like, oh, I just can't breathe because I, I can't breathe.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We all have a little bit of anxiety. I get that part. I don't know.
And again, I've trained long and I've trained long and hard for this.
You have.
Most days, I'm inside my own head, and I'm told to get out of my head every once in a while. But I don't know how to pass that along to people.
No,
I don't think you can impart that. How to be comfortable in your own head?
No, you can't. And you're right. You're taught you self isolate even in good times.
Yeah, but I do have this, so I can get out of my head there. You know, and then I go down to the basement and do the yoga or workout once a day, and I get out of my head for a while.
Give us what's a typical day? So you're still doing school online, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, so you have that every day. How many?
Let's see, huh?
Yeah, give us your typical day.
What's that?
Give us your typical day.
I'm embarrassed. Let's see. I'm up to almost 2 naps a day now.
Okay.
That's good. That's a perfectly healthy activity. Sleep is good.
Yeah. Well, I walk Chance in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then the spiritual center I went to in Los Angeles, very cool. They have music. I listen to like the same songs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of all the work I have to do, and then I watch TV, and then I do whatever needs to get done. I usually answer emails from students. You know, they have questions, and it's hard for them too because they're not on. You know, they're not online, and I'm a TA right now, and the professor, she doesn't want to have class on Zoom. She's having the class she teaches us, but like the other instructors are. But for them, you know, these like freshmen, she doesn't want to have a class on Zoom for them, and it's hard. And they said, oh, this is our only class that we're not having on Zoom. So the other day we did like small groups with everybody, and I did like 8 Zoom sessions, and that was great. You know, I got done feeling like, oh, my God, I actually did something.
All right.
You know, instead of
How late do you stay nothing. Up? How late do you stay up at night after your second nap?
Oh, usually like at night. But then I'm in this weird sleeping pattern where, I don't know if you guys have ever gone through this, probably not with your hours, but like I'll wake up like between 3 and 5 in the morning, which I know you have to.
Right.
And then I'll be up for like, if I wake up at 3,
hang on. Okay, Mark, don't swear again. Don't swear again.
That is the name of the show, though.
Yeah,
it is. F in Hollywood Square.
I believed it.
It's the reboot.
I believed it. I'm up watching F in Hollywood Square, is what he said.
Fine, Hollywood Square. And, you know, like, it's just... I don't know, and then I'll go back to sleep like at 5, and then I won't want to wake up until 9.
Are you getting on you and your roommates getting on each other's nerves? And they're an actual couple.
Not at all.
They're actual couple. Are they bugging each other?
Because
you can go to your own bedroom. They can't. Yeah, they can't. You can go to your own.
How about you guys at home?
You know.
What's that?
Ask your son.
Yeah.
He's not welcome in his house.
Oh, I'm the favorite. Things are going great.
Yeah.
For me, it's just me and Christy and the dogs, and we've been getting on just fine.
Yeah, all right.
We have our own little spaces if we need our
and
little alone time.
Todd Juice is never leaving the house, so I think he's handling his better than anybody.
So, Todd, you do yoga, you said.
Yeah,
they have online classes.
And the rest of us do manly things.
I don't go to the studio, but one of the instructors goes into the studio, and we all hook up via Zoom, and I do yoga via the iPad.
And they mute Todd.
Yeah. Well, they mute everybody.
Yeah, they should.
Especially me.
You think they're muting everybody.
Yeah.
They say they are. Yeah. I want to do that. I've thought about that. I want to do an online class like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that's, who knows? This is going to be the way, I think, now for things, don't you?
I think times are going to change for a little bit. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of our own heads.
Me, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if somebody finds
out, swear it in the morning.
Pick up the phone again and tell him that
he can hear you.
I know. Hey, Mark, your microphone is down right now, so don't swear again, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I do it. I'm fine in the studio.
I know you are. You never swear in the studio, but you're on the phone. You're like a hissy fit here, man.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Yeah. By the way, the delay doesn't work online, so if you're listening online,
you heard a couple good swear words.
You get a little bonus, but that's perfectly legal on the internet.
Sorry.
You can say anything you want. In fact, you can print anything you want on the internet, and there are no consequences.
No ramifications.
Nope.
So, I forgot what you were going to say, but go ahead.
I'm going to try this again.
Posting S on Facebook.
Right.
was I saying? Oh, so somebody, yeah, somebody sent me something on Facebook. When they send you these, it's not on Facebook, but it's on the that Facebook Messenger thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't send it to everybody that way because that's just invasive.
Yeah, there's shit.
Right?
There's
and it was this woman who was totally against this whole thing, and it's a conspiracy.
Oh,
and
man.
Had you usually wear your mask out when you've gotten the flu. People could, you know, pass the flu all these years, and are you, you know, and the they, and they're doing this, and the government, and people want to. And I said, don't send me stuff like that anymore.
By the way, we're all here. We're all against the coronavirus, too. We just think it probably needs to be taken seriously.
Yeah, well, of course it does, but we're dying. Hundreds of people, thousands of people.
You just can't say, well, I'm against it.
So you're telling me,
I'm out on this one.
Right, therefore, it's not happening.
So you telling
it's happening.
Are you saying people in the meetings that are recoverers are actually sending this stuff out?
One guy.
Well, you know, you should encourage that guy to drink then. Just tell him to fall for encourage him to drink.
Right?
Yeah. Say, no, it's good.
It's like, so bad.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like you, sir, need a drink.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to check back in with you too as this continues. Always fun talking to you, bud. But we're worried about you. You okay? Everything's good. We're worried about everybody for that matter. Our old friends at least.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess.
You want to drop?
How are you handling your sexual urges, like the rest of us, masturbating? I got to blame that one too. I don't know why I did that. All right, we got to go, Mark. Love you, man.
Bye, Dan.
See ya. Okay, the third one I had to bleep. I had to believe three of them. Well, he just had another euphemism for what I said, but it was something we can't say on the air.
Yeah, now I get to envision that every time I hear of a Zoom meeting. Thanks.
See, he's your dad. To us, he's just a contemporary. So you're right. It's your dad. I get it.
Think about dad tossing one off in Texas.
Oh, I love that song. Tossing one off in Texas. What a great song.
Hank Sr., right?
Yeah, Hank Sr. does.
Might have been Junior.
Tossing it off in Texas, yeah.
No, I'm glad he has roommates. I think I've talked about that with him, too. I think would be losing his mind if he didn't.
He would be. I'm glad he has school, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd just be pacing the floor, swearing to himself.
At least he's not stuck. Yeah.
Dropping mother.
In the Fox News.
Mother effers.
The Fox News trailer would have been hell for him. Anybody. The Fox News trailer. You lose somebody to Fox News, you are in trouble. And if you're stuck in that room,
That's a horrible watch party.
Oh, God.
When you go to the Fox News trailer.
Well, I think that's the room he was sleeping in, too. I don't think there was a bed. I think he was just in the living room with the TV.
Oh, my God.
Him and Hannity.
Yeah, if I had a recovering online giving me that conspiracy crap, I'd encourage him to drink just to get, you know, you should start drinking again. Tastes really good.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Michael Imperioli and also J.R. Brow later on this morning. Michael, of course, Chris from The Sopranos. Got a podcast about The Sopranos. Great actor. Love that dude.
When's J.R.? 9?
Yes.
And Imperioli?
9:30.
Central time.
You're going to have to say his name.
Yeah, Imperioli. And I'm nailing it. I can't believe I'm nailing it.
Yeah.
I won't when he gets on the phone.
When he's the pronunciation king, we've dropped.
Yeah, we have dropped.
We've gotten to a low place.
All right.
Our teacher got back to us, too. We can talk to him next break.
Let's do that. Yeah, he's a high school teacher in town. He got a hold of us, wanted to know how he's handling the Zoom crap, you know. I know how the kids are handling it. I want to know how the teachers are handling it.
It's tough on them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, our youngest is having a tough time.
Yeah.
Even the teacher's like, is he okay?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we got to give all kids a break. good students and bad students and average students, because they're all having trouble with this.
Yeah. Well, it's been tough, too, to be like, hey, what can we do for them?
Right.
You can't go somewhere. You can't go see anybody.
Right. You're not getting any, you know. My son's lucky enough, he has an older daughter, an older sister in the room that is a pretty good student. But the fact is, it's, you know, she's doing her own stuff, you know.
Yeah, my daughter and our youngest son are like, they're going completely, they're like developing their own language.
Really?
Like twins do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
We're sitting down to dinner, I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. They watch TikTok all the time, and I'm like, is that a TikTok? And they're like, no, we made that up. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to have a conversation with you in a week, because I have no idea.
It was like when we had Bill Bellamy? Yeah. Bill Bellamy and Tony in here the one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking some jive. We didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, it was literally jive. It was like from the movie.
Yeah.
And we've known Tony 20-some years, and, you know, he's a black guy. We get it. But he started talking to Bellamy, and they were talking back and forth, thinking, huh?
Oh, yeah, they talked to each other for like 4 or 5 minutes
they
on
did.
The air.
And no we just, idea.
We, the rest it was, of us just it was, not?
I didn't. None of us spoke jive. So it was like that. Yeah, my kids will talk back and forth about certain things on the internet, and I have no idea what they're talking about either. And then I make a mistake of saying what, and they just do me a favor and say nothing.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Dad.
Yeah. I think the point of it is to be able to talk about things around you and have you not understand it.
That's part of it.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At alcohol.org, they figured out.
That's a .org?
Yeah.
That's a government one.
It would be government then, right?
Might be .gov.
No, that'd be .gov.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What does .org mean?
It's just not run comms. Out of comms.
Is it a nonprofit?
They run out of comms.
No, it's not run out. Yeah, I think it's more of a nonprofit.
Oh, right.
Okay. But they, you know, they, a lot of people are working from home now, and they did a study to figure out the percentage of workers drinking alcohol while working from home. And apparently, overall, it's around the country, it's about 33% of us that are working at home are also drinking alcohol during work hours.
Yeah, that's I a bet lot. It is. I know my neighbor does it. He's got a Manhattan with him.
So that's 33%
yeah.
nationwide.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, it's 44% of us that are staying at home and drinking at the same time.
A lot of guys staying at home are office workers with khakis, and they're used to happy hours anyway.
In Kansas, it's 47% that are drinking alcohol at home during working hours.
Were these also the same
47% of Iowans, 32% of Missourians.
Hey, guys, do you like beer but can't get drunk from beer? Then try new vodka beer. The can says beer, but inside is 12 ounces of carbonated vodka. And the best part is, your wife will never know.
Honey, I'm so proud of you, cutting down to one beer a night.
Take off your underwear. She don't know.
That's happening everywhere.
Yeah. Are these also the same people that would be inclined to have a couple martinis at lunch anyway?
I don't know.
Well, in Nebraska, that's 44%.
You got to go back. You got to go back to work breathing that stuff. At home, you got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know damn well there's been guys on conference calls or just sales calls.
Yeah. Yeah. You blow out all the bong smoke too. Make sure nobody sees that in your meeting.
I think a lot of these people.
I don't think you. You go back to work. If you go back to work smelling like alcohol, they don't like that. So they're drinking more.
It's discouraged.
Home. They're drinking more at home. You know.
Oh, yeah.
They're totally drinking more at home.
They were drinking some to begin with.
I don't know, man.
No, I bet there is a significant percentage that didn't before and now are.
Yes.
Yeah,
because there's nothing to stop them. Because
they can.
Yeah. A lot of people wanted to drink at work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now they don't have to drive anymore.
Now they can. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, for all of you concerned about meetings we're going to have to set through because of Potty Mouth Mark, that stuff doesn't go over the radio.
No.
All right, it's a little bonus for you if you happen to be listening online. That doesn't get cut online. It's all unedited.
Three different swear words. One wasn't even a swear word. One was just sexual.
A euphemism that we can't use.
That's going to stick in Nick's brain for a long time.
Good morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.